Become a podcast buddy now and get exclusive access to the new podcast episodes. You can find more information about this on my website schulzekopp.de.
Welcome to this podcast.
Water Polo Expert Talk. Get the insights.
But you mentioned before that you really joined the first Olympic Games, very, very early, let's say that way, as a referee. Are there any special memories from this first big tournament in the Olympic Games, or do you have any special memories on special games, special tournaments where you say, okay, this is a special moment due to whatever reason for you personally?
My first Olympics will always have special place in my heart, especially because I celebrate birthday at that time. It was 9 September 2000, and Australian referees, Nicola Johnson and the friends, Phil Bauer, all the guys from Australia, they brought me a cake with a celebration, and this was in the pool, in dressing room, in the pool, in the meeting room. So I cry like a baby. It was fantastic tournament, really. At that time, I think I decided seriously, okay, this is what I want to be. I want to be, okay, I don't want to sound prepotent, but at that time I said I want to be the best. I want to be here. I want this. I would like to do. I would like that people respect me for what I do. I would like that they would see that I am fair, that I'm fully into it. So from these reasons, for sure, Sydney is top of the topest in my memories. But as a game, particularly, I will never forget finally in Rome. Where I whistled with Mark Kuganov, Serbia against Spain. Maybe was at that time Serbia Montenegro. I don't know. I'm sorry if I made a mistake. where there were extra times, there were penalties. The game was like for 1 hour 40 minutes, outdoor, full of spectators. It was fantastic ambient and really one nice promotion of water polo. Yeah, that game is also rememberable. Okay.
Before you have, let's say, big games, or maybe also before normal games, are there any special things you fulfill, or do you have any rituals and say, okay, I have to do this for a game, before a game, I have to do to wear this trousers, this socks, whatever. So are there any special things before, or you made before these kind of games?
Yes, I think many of us do this because, okay, like people say, you are experienced, or you are the best player, you are the best coach. No, everybody have that adrenaline, a little fear before difficult games is normal. And I stick to my ritual, which helped me a lot. So if I have a really difficult game, normally I go to bed early and next morning breakfast, then walk, and then I go to my room. And usually all day I'm in my room, maybe some gym. I'm listening music, Sade and Bublé. This calms me down. Little praying, then calling my wife, and then going to the pool.
Okay.
But I avoid people. Only the my colleague, which I will whistle this game. Yes, the other. I don't go to lunch. I don't go to late coffee afternoon. I avoid everything what could disturb my concentration for the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So really try to keep the focus on the game at the evening in most of the cases, then, and don't get interrupted during the day due to whatever reasons, phone calls, video calls, whatever.
Yeah.
But there's only one phone call then to your wife allowed. Yeah.
This is it. And my daughter's okay. But
for special supporters.
Correct.
do you think so? you also make or guide games, I guess, or I hope, I don't know exactly, together with the German colleagues also, where you work together. So let's use this word work maybe a little bit in this perspective. Do you think there's a difference in whistling or the work as a referee from country to country? So not maybe only Germany, but also between Slovenia, Greece, Montenegro, Germany, I don't know. So are there any major differences or behaviors?
Okay, so now there are a few questions in one question, but let's start with the Germany. Yes, I collaborate with the German referees and the referee association a lot. Even in the past, Jürgen Hausche and Thorsten Bock were my best friends. We are still in touch. We share big part of our life together. I know Jürgen is now in charge for education of referees, and we are collaborating very well. Frank Ome is slowly taking over by importance of the or quality. Also with other guys, I don't want to put out names, but we collaborate a lot through VVR, through personal emails, with sharing instructions, with watching also German games, what happened, problems which have Ulrich Spiegel in the past, who were also good friends, very good friends. And yes, there are, let's say, how to say it in a proper way, differences between us by our characters or our education or our life, which is normal. So south countries are more alive, let's say. Germans are too polite, too serious, with the hiding emotions. And this can be because I spoke many times with them also, transporting into the water, you know, that I don't want that the referee is somebody that players or coaches could understand as an enemy. I think this is the biggest mistake of the referee. You know, you don't have to look very angry into the water to the players, to the coaches. And next thing is to explain what is advantage, what is spirit of the game, what is normal communication, what is warning. Sometimes warning is enough. And I think through our association and these big international events, we find together common sense, let's say common sense of refereeing, which these referees are then bringing back to home environments, especially difficulties in World Championship, where sometimes also the language can be a barrier. Slowly, when I was referee, let's say middle level, until today, I was very tired to listen. Okay, in Hungary we don't whistle so much. Oh, in Italy we whistle a lot. I don't know. In Slovenia you don't whistle correct exclusion. It cannot be. It cannot be. We are the one. Like we spoke before, we have one rule book, FINA rule book. We have one association, VVR. We have one manual how to use the rules. And this is it. Is no place to put your opinions and emotions and I remember always I said I think a few years ago when I had one game with Frank, I told him the same. Alphonse Angelat at the past was chairman of European water polo. He was one of my first teachers after Gianni, and he told me, listen Boris, if you want to become a good referee, first you must learn the book. This is your new Bible. You must know all the rules, but before you enter to the pool, look for some garbage place and throw this book to the garbage and go to the pool and whistle with the flow of the game. This is the formula for success.
This sounds very interesting. Yeah. So you have to know the rules, but you have to be also able to react based on the situation and the game.
Mm-hmm. I think knowing the rules will help you to go with the flow of the game, to go with advantage, because rules, you must know how to read the rules. You know, in many rules, we have the last sentence, advantage must be fulfilled in full time, not only one time. So it's not just, but this is in the rule. Yes, but it's in the rule, but at this moment it's not important because it's bigger advantage ahead.
So this guideline makes absolutely sense for me at the moment. So maybe then we are at the moment on the same order or the right point maybe to ask about the rules. So we have so many changes of the rules over the last couple of years, which should make water polo as a sport more attractive and more visible, or more also more attractive, not only for the people but also for TV stations, platforms, whatever. So do you think really the new rules like we have them today are really covering these or fulfill these expectations?
I think mainly, okay, it's a process. It's not finished yet. Mm-hmm. This is the first part. But I absolutely agree that something should be done with physicality in water polo, with the holding each other, with the static play. And this rule were followed or adapt to protect the movement, to protect impeding, that the game should be faster. And by statistic, we are. The rules succeeded. But like I said, it's still a process. We need to continue with this. I always, you know, of course, people generally, they don't want something new, something you must learn again, you must, but why? Yes, but tell me how many people in the TV understood when the referee whistled a contra foul 6 meters behind, and this player who have now the possession and attack, instead to go to attack and score a goal, he had to return the ball 6 meters behind. The camera go back, you lose all the game. Nobody understood it. And we had many, many this kind of situations. Let's say when 5 years ago, when there was a pressing, six couple were holding each other. And you could see nothing. Who will watch this game? And I think these rules followed to protect the movement at maximum. I would be even more rigorous. I think the only solution to save our sport is to forbid two hands on the body. This should be forbidden with a red card for me, because water, even by itself, is difficult element. You know, it's not like running on, and if somebody is pushing you or holding you, okay, these are exclusion fouls already, but we need to work on this more. I think penalty was the most difficult rule, probably. I hope in the future it will be clarified a little bit better, but is good rule. Of course, because also this, how many people understood before the center forward turn, have two players, each player with 100 kilos on the top of him, and the referee didn't whistle nothing because the ball of the hand. I think nobody understood that even in wrestling, something should be. And so I think that the way is good, the way is very good. And I just hope we will not stop there. Yesterday, I watched an interview of Colina, also football, who is the most popular game in soccer in the world, is preparing now with the new rules. So everybody want to, you know, to be faster, to be clearer. So we are not the only one. Also, handball changed a few rules. Also, basketball. Yeah. So.
So we have really also in Germany, as we mentioned before, the number one sport is soccer or football. Yeah. So we have here the same kind of discussion saying, okay, this was an penalty because you used your hand by accident or not by accident. Mm-hmm. It goes, opens a new situation in the game or not. And it's really too much room for interpretation.
Correct.
So in this, as we mentioned, we have to be somehow a little bit clearer at the end. But when we are talking about other sports right now, because we not only have the same or these kind of discussions about the referees, only water polo, do you think we have or what is the standing of a referee in water polo from your perspective? Do we have maybe in other sports a better situation or a better standing of the referees in soccer, handball, basketball, as we have it, for example, than in water polo?
It is the question for $1 million, and my answer is always okay. is always the same. But nobody changed
nothing. Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. No, a little joke. But the biggest difference, of course, is that we have in top competitions in football, in basketball, even in handball, because I know from Slovenian. Also, you Germans are excellent in handball. You have professional or at least semi-professional referees. So it's not that you have on every nomination you have a problem. Will your job or owner of the company where you work let you go or not let you go, which is common problem in water polo referees. You have no other sport in the world where you receive for, and I will be very open, okay, later they will... they will put me down a little bit, but okay, 150 euros for final of Champions League. I think in the water are millions. And if you then, if we then continue to local environment, to national environment, somewhere they don't receive nothing. Still today, happens that referee comes appointed by LEN on European Championship and Kids Federation don't give him nothing. 3 weeks is there spending his money, his job, his family, for what? And until we will think forward and find some kind of solution, I think we are top of the toppers to do this job. Know there are some discussion to solve these problems. We have new government now in Europe, which we already we spoke about it. They come on our way. We are collaborating very, very well, as well as FINA. But still, we are complete amateurs comparing other sports. Complete amateurs.
So this could not be the case, as you mentioned, that somebody is spending 2 or 3 weeks somewhere away from home without getting anything back. Which is not really a situation where we can or should live with. So this is not really acceptable. We have maybe coming back to the actual water polo activities. We have the final eight some days, weeks ago in Belgrade, where you also attend as a referee. And you whistle which game, the final or the semi-final, or what was it?
Both.
Both. Okay. Yeah. So even better. So is there somehow some kind of routine, or do you think you mentioned before that you have your rituals before the game and that you also whistle so many games in the past, but is this something normal for you saying, okay, I have to act as a referee right now in the final of the final eight, two of the best European water polo teams against each other, and I have to deal with that situation today in the evening?
For me, is every game is like first game, like first final. Every final is like first final. Completely new game with completely new emotions, with the same fear and adrenaline, which I'm trying not to show it, of course.
Okay.
I really approach in maximum professionality to every game. That, and personally, yesterday I whistled Slovenian final and have the same importance for the players and coaches like the final of final eight. That game particularly was very difficult, and the ritual which I mentioned, I did it as well. I was in my room all day except morning walk, and with my colleague we know each other for a very long time. Jorgo is also my friend, not just a colleague, and I think everything went pretty well. But We are not robots. Every referee have adrenaline. You know, the heart is beating. It's not easy. It's not easy job, especially with the full crowd. But I hope that, or at least not hope. I think that the coaches are very respectful. At least in my career, I didn't have big problems. In maybe 20-25 years of my whistling, I showed 3 red cards, which is
okay.
Nothing.
So which is not so far so much.
So I think when we have one chemistry between coaches and players and us, that we can produce a good result and the better team win. Maybe in this case the luckiest, because I don't know if after penalties team is better or not. Probably yes, because they scored the more penalties, but the game were very equal and intense. Was okay.
Yeah, that's correct. So, and now you have also the next big event in front of you, right? So you're traveling then to the World Championships then during the next couple of days. So are there any thoughts on this travel so far right now at the moment?
I'm happy it's very close. I will go by car. Yes, of course. Emotions are high. I will read the rule book 2-3 times to warm up a little bit.
Slamish to the trash and garbage and so on, and yes. Go with the flow. Yeah.
No, I'm very happy. I'm very happy to be there, to meet my friends from the world, which I didn't see him, like you mentioned before, because of this pandemic for 2-3 years. So I'm very excited. I hope it will be good and excellent water polo tournament.
Yeah. So I think everybody in the water polo scene is really looking forward to this tournament. Yeah. So maybe even in the case that we from Germany maybe have not the best cards to achieve the next round. But so based on the nomination I saw the last couple of days, it's really a young team. Yeah. So which was only the wish or the expectations also for some years ago that we are having a more younger team of Germany and to give them more room and time to improve themselves. And so maybe we have some good situations to see at least good games and have a personal development. But I'm really looking forward to it.
I saw a German team. They were in qualification route in Kran, in my hometown. They played with France, won very, very good game. Really top level game. Even in Kran, the swimming pool was full for that game. More spectators came on Germany, France than on Slovenia, Swiss.
especially right now when Germany have also a new head coach. Yeah, so which is the first time for a long time in history, not a German guy.
Yeah, he's very experienced coach. I know. You know, Pero is. Yeah. Also one of top coaches. So, but don't look only short term. Like you said, you have a young team. This is excellent tournament for preparing for Olympics or for next couple of years when these guys will be a little bit older, more experienced. But you have all. First of all, you qualified for World Championship. This is the first step. It's not just nothing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so and they have really the chance then to play against one of the best teams in the world. Yeah, so there's nothing better to reach some experiences and reach some games on a higher level. And so it's absolutely fantastic, I guess. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's hope they have some luck at the end. Yeah.
I wish you good luck.
Performance. So by the way, I wish you good luck. I wish you also good luck
for the
World Championship then. Always a little bit of luck in your decisions. Yeah. So that you are not really misleading the rules from the Bible, laying in the garbage.
Correct.
Good. Yeah. So thanks for your time. So it's
was really welcome.
A pleasure. So maybe we can match each other. Yeah. So in Hanover, we have also Vaspo playing Champions League. So maybe when you're attending, coming to Hanover. Yeah. So I missed several beers over the last couple of years during to Corona. So everybody who's saying, okay, I come to Hanover for water polo game and playing Champions League, invited for a beer, but nothing happened because nothing comes. Yeah, okay. So it's
I will
some
join
kind
you.
Of lottery.
I will join you. We will try to fulfill what you missed during Corona.
So, that's the only answer I agree with. Yeah. Good. So, then, in this case, thank you for your time and have a wonderful evening and talk to you soon.
Thank you very much. And thank you again for the invitation. Good luck in the World Championship. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, I'm through.